Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Danny Clark. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emck. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Howard Emck. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hasty. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hasty. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Young reaches second base with a double. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway strikes out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young scores. Walker moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Veach. Perkins reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Hauser moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Perkins scores. Welch moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Welch scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman strikes out. One out. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway takes first base on ball four. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Mannion. Galloway moves to second. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker takes first base on ball four. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Galloway. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Jones applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Welch strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman strikes out. 1 out. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 1 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 0 for 1 in the game. Hasty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Clark applying the tag. 2 outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Galloway hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb who is chasing the ball. Hauser reaches third base with a triple. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive towards short. Rigney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Welch. The throw from Mannion and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Welch scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Athletics. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 0-for-2 in the game. Hasty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Athletics. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Athletics. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Clark reaches second base with a double. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mannion hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Emk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emk is 0-for-2 in the game. Emk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Hauser reaches third base with a triple. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young throws to second for one, and Galloway throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cobb moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Hasty covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Perkins hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Athletics. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Rigney reaches third base with a triple. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rigney scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Athletics. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0-for-3 in the game. Emke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 0-for-3 in the game. Hasty hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-4 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with hasty covering, for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 4 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.